Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti wrapped up the footy.
Living next door to Ross Lyon.
The new Bachelorette has been announced and it's Angie Kent.
And we visit the Perth Mint.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home. Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
Celebrity Jungle, the sassy girl next door is the new Bachelorette, Angie Kent. Good morning, Angie.
Hello.
Angie, you might get some decent dudes in this batch, given that this time producers have revealed early who the Bachelorette is. So now that we know it's you, you're going to get guys who are especially entering to be with you.
Or I'm going to get no one because they're like, hell no, H2O, I'm out of here. That'll be a treat. Time will reveal all.
No, Angie, you're a lovely person. That comes across. I reckon you're going to get 60% of the guys who are there for you and the other 40% who are there to launch their media careers.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Their new body range.
Yes.
Or get some Instagram followers. I know they'll definitely be sliding into the show for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Ange, is it a good feeling to be going on a show where you don't have to worry about your sensitive stomach so much? We saw you in the jungle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though. Maybe it will. Don't know what sort of cringe moments are going to happen on the show. Maybe it will still be a bit sensitive.
Or too many cheese platters with the champagne.
Oh, God, I should really stop being so honest about my sensitive stomach, shouldn't I?
Angie, what are your realistic expectations of this show? Do you think they can find you love, or are you just thinking, hey, I've been up for a challenge, I've done this before, I'm ready?
I believe that they've had a 50% success rate. So I wouldn't do this just to muck around. I feel like I'm at the age now where I've ticked a lot of boxes. I have enough self-love to obviously be single. I don't need a man, but I would like one. And I feel like they're going to do a solid job. I feel like they have my back.
Okay.
And Angie, what's your sort of track record? You have a type, the sort of longevity of other relationships?
No, I don't have a type. The only thing that's usually in common with the men that I like, I peaked early, by the way, in my dating life. I had 3 really good boyfriends quite young, and then I've been single for the last 8 years. Yes, I've dated here and there, but nothing official.
Sure.
But most men I've been with, they're just so funny, and they're generally really down to earth. And they have goals. They have ambitions. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, I'm not asking for a big old businessman. Just if they love what they do, if they're a dog groomer, if they're cleaning toilets, if they're garbage men, I don't care. As long as they love it and they want to be the best at what they're doing, I'm all about that.
Sorry, Angie, that's just not shallow enough for modern TV.
No, it's not.
That's not going to work for us.
No, I should be like, I want muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be
investment banker.
Yeah, you're going to get another magician. Good luck, babe. Good luck.
Oh, gosh, a magician and models, and they'll be. You know what? I don't want to discriminate because there could be some really funny, sensational, good-looking men out there. It's usually one or the other, but I'm all about the personality.
Oh, Angie, I can assure you they are out there.
I love that voice. Angie, we Googled you, so this is, you know, we see the algorithms and what people are punching your name in and getting, and obviously Angie Bachelorette comes up first, but then the next one is your name, and then it says age, so they're not asking if you've got a partner or anything, obviously. The second one is job, and the third one is your birthday. So that's what curious people are Googling and finding out about you.
Wow, that's
interesting.
All quite boring. I thought they'd want more juicier stuff than that.
Yeah.
That's what the show's for, Angie. That's what they're banking on.
Yeah, I want the juice like that way. Yeah.
That's when it all comes out.
No one's searching nude pics or anything, so there you go.
Oh, well, they're not going to find any, and if they do, I'd be very, very shocked.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you. It's going to be quite the adventure.
Yeah, and it's all laying ahead of you. Normally we were talking to people and the show's been partly filmed or whatever.
So, it's still to come.
And if you're someone who'd like to date Angie, you can go to mycastingnet.com and be part of the show. Good luck, Ange.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she is the new Bachelorette, Angie Kent, who's going from show to show to show. And good luck to her too. So I hope she finds love.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
5 undefeated teams after 2 rounds. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Bit of football over the weekend, was there?
Yes. I listen to you. You're very chirpy because the women's grand final stole the show, didn't it, yesterday?
Yeah, it was
so
great.
You're up and about.
Good on you, Adelaide. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it was a Crows. Well done, Crows. Yeah, they flogged the Carlton, yeah.
But they expected 22,000. They got 53,000. How about that?
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah. Terrific. And what a bittersweet day for Erin Phillips. And what a great photo in this morning's West. Erin with her dad, Greg Phillips, one of the all-time great players from South Australia. So lovely story, but of course there was heartbreak and joy in the one afternoon.
Yeah.
Just a terrific effort. The West Coast Eagles outstanding too, so everybody on Saturday enjoyed that down at Optus Stadium. Shuey Shepherd had big days. Tom Hickey showed he can play. Mm. I did say that last week, despite his one possession. Even I doubted that. And that defence was really something, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Collingwood next Saturday. The Magpies already look the team to beat. Andrew Gaff, Jamie Cripps, and maybe Willie Rioli should be back.
Imagine
and how
that.
About Petrucelli's run and goal.
What a stunning goal from the young 19-year-old.
Memorable.
Yeah.
You'll always remember that,
yep.
Particularly if you're sitting on the outer side there right behind him. It was something,
true.
Wasn't it?
What do you think makes a goal like that memorable? Because you talk to any football fan and they'll say, oh, that game back against the Hawks in this time, and they'll know it. Is it because it's so unexpected? Is it because it's the timing?
It's unusual. It probably can be a facet of the game that is normal, but because he's so quick, it wasn't normal. It becomes abnormal. And then the kick to finish.
Yeah.
So he's really got blistering pace, this boy. Mm. You know, like it's very, very quick that he moves at. And that goal, the finish, you always think he's a finisher that is erratic, don't you? And he's
true.
Showing that in early games.
Yep.
But that one sort of defied everything that's gone before and went straight through the middle.
Mate, that
and
speed game, was,
Sorry, but the game's become so structured also, you
of
know,
course,
with players
yeah.
given, you know, direct instructions to kick to the top of the square. And when someone seems to almost be a maverick and break through those rules, it's memorable.
A man thinking on his own.
Yes.
Breaking the
tradition.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. If it works.
Oh,
if it doesn't work, everyone's like, shh.
That kind of speed and skill reminded me of young Chris Judd. That was incredible because he was that quick when he was that young.
I think Juddy would be flattered by the comparison, actually.
Possibly.
Yeah, Petrucelli is one of the quickest I've seen. Juddy was good too, particularly the young Judd.
Yes.
He came in about 3 versions.
The Judd with hair. Yeah.
Petrucelli. I like those names that end with a vowel, don't you?
Yes.
Petrucelli, Rioli, Shuey, Cripsy.
Yeah.
I claim them all. That's right. Yeah, those guys. Outstanding. They'll be back, a lot of those fellas, next week too. So that should make for a very interesting game.
It will.
And your team?
Fremantle. Where do we go with that, Dan?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Well, I'm just thinking when you're watching a Gold Coast side, which didn't have the names on paper in comparison to Fremantle, and they pretty much kicked themselves out of the game and still won it.
Absolutely.
So good on them.
Yeah. The good news. Let's find some good news, though, for Fremantle. Brad Hill has started the season in top form.
Brilliant.
Tick. You give that a tick?
True.
Okay. Nathan Fife tried very hard again.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Matt Tabiner this week took some marks.
He did.
Took 8. After that, got any more ticks?
Well, Cam McCarthy kicked another couple of goals. He's got 7. And that's where it sort of stops.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that's right. And fitting on a bad day, it took a former Docker who was delisted, Sam Collins, to take what a gutsy mark and save the game.
Yeah.
Only the Dockers can bring that drama and pathos into a finish, can't they?
Well, I think he won the fairest and best appeal and then got delisted the next day.
So I can just imagine a woman there just reading a magazine or something, not interested in the footy.
Yep.
Hubby's watching the footy or boyfriend is watching the footy, but the story drags her in. If he tells it to her, that guy used to play for the other team and he got delisted. Only the Dockers bring that to the table almost every loss.
Yeah.
The narrative. We love it.
I explained it to my wife. That's why it's so fresh in my mind. Yes. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Pauline Hanson tick. Did you ever tick? No.
So St Kilda come over to play Frio this week and so the Saints are favourites in Perth.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that? And the other big game, I guess, is Essendon and Melbourne. They play on Friday next week. So the bottom two teams.
Wow.
For those interested, it may have reason to be looked at in the next couple of weeks. For those interested, John Worsfold is contracted until the end of next season. And Simon Goodwin, it's a tough buyout, this one, is contracted until the end of 2022.
Oh, wow.
So they went for the whole enchilada last year, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, John is really under pressure at the moment, and we wish him well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's me done.
Well done. Like Kimber said, bit of footy on the weekend.
Plenty.
Nice work, Dennis.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
They love thy neighbour.
Oh, remember that old show.
It's nice to know your neighbours. Every now and then you need to call on them for a cup of sugar, or you might need a bit of support.
That old chestnut.
I like to know them. Well, I don't want to know them too well, but just enough.
Yeah, true.
Well,
not a lot of people know this, Kimber, but you've been neighbours with Fremantle Dockers coach Ross Lyon for years now.
I don't say that, though, because then people want me to talk about
it. Oh, have
I
you
know.
Really?
Oh, they get it. They've got a really strong bond. And, you know, as you know, I'm obsessed with Ross Lyon.
You are a bit.
I love listening to him talk.
I've heard you do some Rossisms over the 3-year journey.
I live my life by Rossisms, but I did manage to record a conversation between Kimber and Ross.
Oh, were you loitering at Kimber's place again?
Just hanging out.
Celebration of Neighbourhood Day. Frio made the GF in 2013. Ross Lyon said a lot since then, but who knows what he means. He's a pretty good neighbour living next door to Ross Lyon.
Morning, Ross.
Morning, Kimber.
Isn't it a beautiful morning?
In what way?
Oh, you know, just this temperature, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, what is temperature? It's just an arbitrary number designed to label an external force that's out of our control. We prefer to concentrate on the things that we can affect.
Well, I love it, and they say it's going to be like this all week.
I'm just taking it one day at a time.
How are you going with those renovations? Did you end up going with your wife's idea for the living room walls?
We don't talk about what's happening internally, you know. Competing wallpapers over a lot of cracks. Certainly, if I had my time over again, I'd probably stay away from the baby blue in the lounge room, but it's never as good or never as bad on the inside.
So you went with your wife's idea.
One day you're the rooster, the next day you're a feather duster.
The garden bed's coming along.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Your hydrangeas are beautiful.
You take your bouquets and you take your hit. You know, the soil here is so rocky, but certainly we'll leave no stone unturned. It'll take some work, but we'll just put our butcher's aprons on and get on with it.
Oh, so nice to eat food you've grown yourself.
Yeah, reward for effort.
Lawn's still not taking?
No, we're trying different things every day, but we're a no-excuses kind of family.
Do you think maybe in retrospect that buffalo would have been better than the cooch?
No, I don't deal in the hypotheticals. You know, certainly your buffalo is doing well. We went with the cooch and we'll live and die by our decisions. We'll move on really quickly.
Well, Ross, I think you're handling the pressure of being a coach really well.
Pressure's just an abstract concept.
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
No, we let the cobblers do the cobbling.
Okay, then. See you, Ross.
Yeah, see you later. He's a pretty good neighbour living next door to Ross Lyon.
Hey, isn't that wonderful?
You got the cobblers of cobbling.
Yeah,
here.
I often
love
don't
it.
Understand him, but we've got a nice little relationship, I think.
It's lovely to see.
He's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, can someone call me an Uber?
Ah, yes.
There's a lot going on in the transport industry. And, of course, we're talking about ride sharing and taxis and the rest of it. There's been a lot of history here. And, of course, old school taxi owners spent a lot of money buying plates.
Yes, they did.
You've got a feel for them in certain ways, especially if you've paid $300,000 for a plate as a small business opportunity.
Yeah, and the government are already spending nearly $120 million in a buyback scheme for those people who have plates that, you know, weren't able to use them because of Uber coming in and just changing the landscape.
Change the game, big time. And the technology came in and everyone's sort of scampering to try and catch up, and the government's trying to patch things up with everybody.
So basically, we taxpayers will be paying that $120 million.
Yeah.
Well, and so the government wants to recoup that money.
True.
And is doing it via a levy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a levy, yeah. And the Transport Minister, Rita Safiotti, is saying Uber is saying that the customers will pay that extra.
Uh-huh. The extra 10% extra 10%. Is what they're chucking on.
That's right. She's saying that will not sit well with customers. They already take so much from their drivers, they can afford to build it into the cost already.
Mm.
But they're not doing that.
Okay. Mm. And the taxis are not doing that. They're not putting the levy on.
No, the taxi said that they can absorb the cost of the 10%, so they can absorb it and we'll all carry on, but Uber is saying, no, we're going to charge you the extra 10. The consumer will be paying for that.
Okay.
And this is going to change things because,
I mean,
you know, there was a real sweet spot in there where Uber was a great deal.
Yes.
There was a sweet spot in our lives where we could actually get an Uber within, you know, less than 10 minutes and they'd turn up and you got a good service with water and mints and all of that.
You watch your app, you know it's coming, you see what street it's on.
And then all of a sudden, everything shifted. And it's hard for these people, as you say, who have bought cab plates under the government system.
Yeah.
And but for years, the cab system fell behind.
It did. And I have noticed, Kimber, I think you use Uber far more than I do, that, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but my feeling is that your experience with your Uber rides is becoming less and less sweet.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. The quality is just not there.
I was going to say the standard going down, because they have to have a certain age of car and the rest of it, then they have to change. Right?
Absolutely. But this for me is what happened to the taxi industry. Mm. I had no problems getting a taxi, and I've got one wonderful taxi driver now, Harry, who is fantastic, and yep. I'll use him because he's got a beautifully maintained car. It's safe. It's well serviced. He's a great driver. It's about quality.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
But unfortunately, taxis, they didn't have an app for a long time.
True.
So you couldn't book them for, you know, you're calling up from the side of the road going, hi, I booked a cab. I'm just checking if that's going to show up. And they go, oh, we sent someone out, right? Mm-hmm. You waited for that for years.
Mm. Yeah.
And they never had apps. The car quality went down in a lot of them. I got in a cab that didn't even have a seatbelt because it had been cut off.
Okay. Just hold on, love.
Yeah.
or the driver. I'll hold on to you.
Yeah. And so the government, obviously all these people, there was a lack of quality there. Uber came in and just got straight into the market and provided a better service.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the ride sharers came along and it became, you know, it's a superior business model, let's be honest.
Yep.
And with all of those perks, if they're all put in place, and yes. everyone's clambering to catch up to that kind of technology as well.
Okay. Mm.
We feel very sorry for the taxi drivers because it's a horrible position to be in.
Yeah, if that was a small business decision to, you know, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and get a business loan in that, yeah, it's very crippling when the new ones came in.
It certainly is, and as we've made the point on this show many times, although we do feel sorry for those people,
yep.
I'm sure there are many other businesses that, you know, have, you know, been punished, for want of a better word, because of decisions made earlier. Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, who's going to buy back the Blockbuster at Morley?
Thank you. Yeah.
Like,
thank
the
you.
Government yeah. aren't yeah. going to yeah. come in and give them money for making a bad business decision and those things going wrong because another competitor came in and took over.
People had photographic shops or whatever it might be.
Quite.
Yeah.
The technology and the business model.
I'm glad you two knew what I was talking about. God knows I
knew exactly. But we were looking in your eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
We don't know how to solve this, though. No. I don't, like, we'd love to get your thoughts. 133353. You know, how you feel about Ubers and cabs and this 10% levy that you're going to be paying extra on.
Would you still use it, pay for it?
You might have a family member in the transport business. You might have someone who's paid a lot for a plate and they've suffered, you know, that kind of thing as well. So there you go. Feel free to give us a call on 133353.
Great caller of the day prize, family pass to Dumbo. Experience the magic of Disney's all-new grand live-action adventure, Dumbo, in cinemas now, rated PG.
Catch a ride on him.
Yeah, 133353. Tell us how you feel about the Uber and taxi surcharge.
Get Dumbo's big ears going.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Of course, Uber is refusing to absorb the cost of the 10% tax on rides, of course, as part of the buyback of metropolitan taxi plates by the government, $120 million or thereabouts.
It's been tough for the cabs because Uber came in and just changed the landscape of everything and it's cost them a lot. And now we're trying to work out who's going to cover this 10% levy.
Yes.
Stewie's in Byford. Stewie, what do you think of it?
Well, I'm actually a private charter vehicle and an Uber driver myself. I don't agree with it. Because simple fact is, if I owned a hamburger place, owned it for 40 years, had the best hamburgers in town, McDonald's moves in, is the government going to give me a rebate? No.
Nah. Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is, not just 10% for us, it's actually 11% because they're charging the levy on top of the GST we've already got to pay.
Oh, yes, right, okay.
Right, yes.
Right, so now I have to increase my prices by 11%. I've got a customer on board at the moment, he's hearing all this.
Yeah.
And every quarter, on average, just say I pay $1,000 in GST. Now I've got to pay another $1,000 for this levy. I get nothing out of it whatsoever. Out of this money that we're charging extra, or we have to charge extra for our rides, I don't get a cent out of it. It goes straight to the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the taxis are paying it.
Yeah, yeah.
The taxis say they're absorbing the cost. But you watch what will happen over the next 6 to 12 months. The taxi prices will slowly go back
price,
up again.
Price rise.
Because this is only for 4 years.
Okay.
This levy is only for 4 years, but I have a horrible feeling knowing the government the way it is, they'll figure out some reason to keep it going forever.
Right, yes. Yeah. Hey, okay. Stuart, your ride hasn't hopped out, have they?
Just.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Appreciate
good on you, Stewie.
Appreciate
I can't remember, think of many taxes they've taken back.
No,
you know, like once something is in place.
No, no.
Peter's in Scarborough. Peter, what do you think about this Uber and taxi 10% surcharge?
Well, it's a very difficult one because I'm just a small charter vehicle, and small charter vehicles sort of started in working in conjunctions with taxi.
Right.
So we were the elite of the taxi. So that was... we had to pay or charge $85 plus for every fare. We had to only could do bookings. We couldn't do hails.
Yep.
Everything was done booking. So we're working in this industry, and I built up a quite a large clientele. Uber comes along, changes the whole thing, but so did the mining industry. So, you know, things got slower, but we're still working. And I've got, just like you, Kimby, that you've got Harry, I've got guys that have been using me for 31 years. So I drive a Mercedes. I have to pay top insurance. I have to go over the pits. I have to have medicals. We have to do all of this. And now all of a sudden we have to become booking agents, which will cost us $330. And we have to do this all before the 1st of April today.
Yeah.
And then I have to get a police clearance. I've been doing this for 31 years, but I have to get a police clearance. And now if we do not do this, we can get an up to a $200,000 fine.
Okay. Now, obviously, that's not...
$200,000. Yeah. I don't know what is going on.
And a police clearance for the first time ever, Peter. You hadn't had one before.
Ever.
Okay.
Never needed a police clearance. We just started working in the industry, just like everybody else. And and that was $84, so I went and got the $84 police clearance.
Yeah.
I started filling out the form to become a booking agent. And if we did it before the 1st of April, it's 115. After the 1st of April, it comes 330.
Right.
So last night, I'm filling this all out. And then all of a sudden, it says we want all your bank details so that we can take the 10% levy. And I put a halt to it because...
yeah,
because
now you feel pressured, yeah.
Yeah, they're just all cold, hard costs coming out of your, your shopping budget or whatever it might be, your family. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks,
exactly.
Peter.
And I can't pass it on because I lose more customers.
Yeah. Thanks for your honesty today, Peter. We appreciate it. And to Stu and everyone else who called through.
See, that's interesting, isn't it? You find out all the other little bits and pieces that get thrown in.
A couple of private charter businesses right there.
Yeah, all the other people who are suffering.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Plenty to come as we do it here with our buddies from Ventura Homes.
Yes, if you love your location but not your home, talk to Ventura Homes about demolishing and build your dream home.
You know, these guys provide a lifetime structural warranty.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a long time on a house built.
Not even you can do that.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, Kimber doesn't do your gate on a Ventura home, by the way.
Get all the frills as standard with Ventura Homes. It's ventura-homes.com.au.
Perfect.
BRN 10805.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Good news for some, bad news for others. The Married at First Sight experiment is ending, and the couples have been deciding whether they want to recommit to their marriages now that they're going their separate ways from the experiment. Last night we saw cheating Jess and Dan lock in together.
I'd love it nothing more if you were to wear this ring as a symbol of commitment towards me.
I'd love to wear that for you, baby.
Yeah. You make me so happy.
Do I?
Aww.
Yeah, it ended sweetly because when Jess started with, "I'm so unbelievably in love with you," Dan looked like he couldn't breathe.
Yes.
It looked like we were watching a man suffocate on air. It was terrible.
Okay. Right.
Jules and Cam, they fell in love the second they locked eyes at their first wedding, and that remained throughout the whole way. And then last night, Cam proposed for realsies.
You make me so happy. Jules, will you marry me?
Yes, of course I will. Oh, my God.
Oh, cue birds, cue choir.
Oh, the producers are thrilled that they got one match correct. Yes. What a fluke.
Yes.
That's the only bit I saw last night. I'm thinking they're going, this is wonderful and beautiful and we're in love, but I just wish the cameras weren't here and we weren't on this show.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
That's real.
But they did say this experiment has proved, we've proven that the experiment works. I'm like, it's a one-off, guys.
Works for ratings.
It's a one-off. Mm. But tonight we see whether Mark and Ning can stay together as well as Martha and
they
Michael.
They haven't got a hope in hell.
They got
Mark
no chance.
Oh,
right.
Channel 9, 7:30 p.m. Now, guys, so good. The Rolling Stones, the band, have announced on Saturday that Jagger has been told they need to postpone their latest tour.
Oh, Mick.
He cannot go on tour at this time. He is expected to make a complete recovery, but he's very unwell.
Okay.
They've said he's going to get back on stage as soon as possible. The tour, the No Filter tour, was expected to start April 20 in Miami. And Jagger has gone on Twitter and said, I really hate letting you down like this. I'm devastated for having to postpone the tour, but I'll be working very hard to get back on stage as soon as I can.
Mm.
And no real word of what's wrong with him.
Okay. Okay.
They haven't mentioned, but they're suggesting whatever it is, he's going to be okay.
Change that to the No Mick tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly can't do it without Mick, can you?
Or Big Filter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
And in the Ukraine, a comedian who plays the president in a TV series could become their actual president.
Oh, God.
This is a great,
it's all happening.
This is a great story.
Volodymyr Zelensky is the unexpected leader in opinion polls, showing him winning 25% of the vote.
He's been avoiding any kind of debate, which is even funnier.
Yeah, he is. He's completely shying away from traditional debates and interviews because apparently he's still writing comedy shows. But he's just a dude from a TV series, and his popularity keeps growing. He could actually win this thing.
Well, Kevin Bloody Wilson would probably be a great treasurer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about the moon man. He could pop up and be the Prime Minister.
Easy.
Yeah, get whoever
he sounds
can.
Like him.
Well, this is how Trump got in, right? People just going, let's take a chance.
Yeah.
And then, oh, look what happened.
And then again, Ronald Reagan became president too, the actor.
Yeah. And guys, last night, The Cure were inducted into the prestigious Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
The band's frontman, Robert Smith, gave a beautiful heartfelt speech where he thanked those who helped the band over their 40-something year career.
Mm.
And then as they left the stage, a reporter asked a question, and Robert Smith gave the most Robert Smith reply ever.
Hey, how are you? I'm Carrie. It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
I love
the
that man.
Best response ever.
So
just
good.
When I think I can't love Robert Smith anymore, he goes and does that.
Oh, that is
he was
so
excited
good.
As me? Doesn't sound like it, no.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A little bit of history on the weekend. Stevie Nicks, the first woman to be inducted twice for Fleetwood Mac and solo on the weekend.
Ah, yes.
And her induction speech was given by Harry Styles, which was pretty cool. And she did say thanks to Harry from NSYNC. I think she was thinking of Justin Timberlake. He was, of course, in One Direction.
Oops, sorry, Stevie, but well deserved.
Absolutely.
And that is your daily juice.
Very good.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Because we went to the Perth Mint.
We did, and it was all, you know, gates had to be opened and roller doors had to be opened, and it was quite exciting.
Lots of pat downs. Security
that
checks.
That was just me
asking for more. But it was one of those days, because in the lead up, of course, to the big day Friday, Mix 94.5's $2 million song, we went to check out some. Gold. There's gold everywhere, wasn't there?
We went to see what $2 million in gold bullion looks like.
Yeah, and it was a pretty great excursion. I don't know about you guys. I was expecting that. I couldn't believe they were letting us into the vault.
No. Yeah, we were a bit. We had to look away when they put the numbers in.
Oh, but I was expecting Ocean's 11, you know, the bank vault, like, or maybe like Aladdin's cave. I was expecting they're going to open the door and our faces are going to light up
glowing.
Gold.
Yes.
It's quite unassuming, really, wasn't it?
Well, it's not a huge amount.
No.
But when you get up close to it, it still has that magical golden glow.
It certainly does. Have a listen to this.
It does actually glow, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh my God, look how cute these are. These are tiny.
Kimber, it's not a chocolate.
I know, it does look a bit like it, but they're tiny. They're like the size of a button, maybe not much more. But that is so cute.
And there's some that are like a small, sleek mobile phone.
Yeah, in the old school, like small Nokia.
Yeah.
These are just beautiful.
So the square button bits, well, you think of a square button. They were $1,800.
They were, and the cute little phone was, you know, $18,000 or $36,000, depending on how cute and how little it was.
Isn't that incredible?
It was just amazing, though, because I guess $2 million, it doesn't look like much on the table, but we know by picking it up how heavy it was, too.
Yes.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
Having never lifted gold, it's quite deceptive, isn't it? It feels like it's got a magnetic pull onto the table, but it's actually just a real sheer weight.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Engage the core.
It is actually really heavy. That's engaged the core. It's going to take more than that. I've got no arm strength. Far out.
It does have a magnetic effect. Like, want to take it.
I noticed they kept their eyes on you. That security guy did not stop looking at you.
No, he didn't.
You got a dodgy look about you, do you think?
Of course I do.
Hey?
But those bricks, right, they were 12 kilograms each.
Yeah.
And there were two of them, and they were both worth about $700,000.
That incredible. It's like having a house in your hands.
That was extraordinary.
Fancy apartment or something. And the other thing about it, as you mentioned, we're so caught up in that, you know, like Ocean's 11, 12 type movies,
yeah,
that you think it's going to be all smooth and velvet lined and look superb and all that in there. And it looked quite rudimentary, as in just the actual look of the walls and the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't pretty. Like a concrete room with some gold and silver on pallets.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually really not as romantic as I thought in my head.
Yeah, but deceptively hidden the security in there deceptively. You know, you wouldn't really know.
Not unlike Aldi.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Do they do gold?
Yes. They probably do.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So, you'll find it next to the motorbike helmets the Edger.
Yeah, and the games of Twister.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
How about the weekend?
Well, before we get on to the weekend, I just saw something quite incredible because when Rick Springfield came on, Kimber Cahill went, "How long are you giving me, Rick?"
Yeah, it was 2 minutes 58.
2 minutes 58, yep. And she walked in and banged that coffee down, which has been frothed and chocolated.
Yeah.
Right as the final chord played.
Thank you, Rick Springfield.
That was a great
brilliant
effort.
2 minutes 58 is how long it takes me to make a coffee.
Yeah. How many coffees did you make that time?
Just the one.
Right.
Just the one. I've already done yours.
Superb timing. Probably now, didn't know what was going on.
The weekend. How was it?
Oh, guys, someone, next time I say I want to build something,
yeah,
can you guys say, Kimber, get a professional?
Is this not your gate again?
I'm still working on the damn gate. God. I bought a stupid gate frame and thought I'm going to build things to it. If you're thinking of going out and buying a gate frame and doing that, don't do it.
Right.
Like, save your money because the thing's not square. It's not been welded properly.
Building the Brandenburg Gate or something, the Great Wall of China?
Well, you know what it is. It's a case of the person hasn't built the gate properly.
Right,
and so now we're trying to do all the repairs to it.
Oh, okay.
And so what would have been a simple job has now taken me 3 whole weekends and we still don't have it up.
Are the Mexicans paying for the gate?
Actually, who can I turn to for this?
We're going
to
call it Kimbergate.
Yeah, it's such a waste of a weekend.
All right, Abby, Maddie, what'd you get up to?
Well, we had our dog whisperer come and do another session with us and we got Florence into the water.
Great.
Oh, awesome.
Which was brilliant.
Oh, cool.
Down at the river, which Captain Paul had advised as a good start because we have taken her to the beach and she was a bit sort of nervous about the waves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in she went to the river and she had a great time. And now I guess we'll just deal with the blue-green algae
that's an issue.
No doubt has infected every cell of her body.
It's in her paws and the rest of it. Yeah. Well, we ended up having, I think I boasted to you guys that we're going to Balti, which is the pretty nice, very nice 365 night a year open restaurant, Indian restaurant down in the city, down in the terrace. So we ended up there. So, you know, you'd imagine you go through most of the day not eating.
Especially because I thought you meant it's 365 a day.
No. No, they're open every day of the year. They must be so tired, the staff there. But so we go in. And, you know, you're anticipating, so you don't eat during the day. You know you're going to have a big feed of Indian.
Yes.
And, you get the naan bread early, so you're hoeing into that. You pretty much dive into the butter chicken, and then you cruise through the Rogan Josh. And then something all of a sudden hit me, and I realized it was the fish curry was so hot. So I've gone there, put a nice shirt on the rest of it, and I reckon 10 minutes after starting to eat the fish curry, I've started melting, like falling apart. So I'm blowing my nose, my eyes are watering, like really bad with the hot curry, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
The staff are laughing at me, you know, just about drowning. I had to go to the toilet and wipe my face.
The hardest part is that it's so delicious, you keep eating more.
Of course. Right. So moorish, man.
Like good curry.
Oh, I'm going back tonight.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Huge weekend of sport, wasn't there?
I was going to say, is that what it's like to be a Freo fan, to be all loved up in a world you can't explain?
Oh, man. Can we not talk about Freo? we did enough talking, enough banging on about our one win for the year.
Yes. Try being an Essendon supporter.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's only one team worse than us.
Yeah.
Well, Fremantle lost a game they probably should have won when the Gold Coast kicked themselves out of it, really.
Yes.
In a lot of ways, when they were 4-16 or something ridiculous at one stage.
Well, I read somewhere that they were saying that the balance was wrong. From the get-go, put the wrong players out on the field. But, I mean, what opportunities did they get to try that out anywhere else? You've got to throw people out there at some stage,
a lot
stage,
of tall
right?
players with Hogan coming in after Ballantyne went out. So you're putting in a tall forward who ended up playing on the ball most of the day anyway, especially in the second half. Jesse Hogan playing his first game. Didn't kick a goal in his first game for Freo, but Gold Coast were too good at the end when it really mattered.
Yeah.
And their home crowd went nuts, like they'd won a flag.
The four people that were there.
Or Metricon, or whatever they call it. But great win for the Eagles on the weekend, and the Eagles are back well and truly.
They are, but they got a new song. That's all I could see in the paper was about
saw
the
that.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's changed.
Well, they've added a bit.
Added a bit.
Apparently, have a listen to this.
West Coast Eagles, born is bright, from isolation, fortress built, we cross the nation, cut the shit, the West Coast song, we're going to win or not.
So it's just the start, a bit shouty hip-hoppy at the start. Maybe?
Okay.
I'm going to need a lyrics sheet. I didn't catch any of that.
Well, players need one too, by the sound of it.
It sounds a bit like the second verse to Advance Australia Fair, where only about 12 people know.
Where it gets a bit...
Yeah, a little bit. The Giants were really good early, and then all of a sudden the Eagles just steamrolled them. Kennedy back in, Hearn 250 games, and a young guy who's 20 in a couple of weeks, Petrocelli, young Jack, listen to this.
Kicks a long one out towards the wing. Oh, look at the speed. Petrocelli to himself, has one bounce, runs towards the 50, another bounce, 35 out, Petrocelli!
What a great call too, lucky.
Jack the Flash, right down the wing, kicks a goal, something for the fans to get all excited about.
I'm a bit excited, listen to Mix Footy.
Lockie really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes.
Great goal. So a good win for the Eagles. They're both local teams, as we said, 1-1.
Yes.
And it's all over in the AFLW with the obvious people we thought were going to win. And there's the girls from Adelaide having a win in front of 53,000 fans in Adelaide.
Huge
it
crowd.
It is brilliant. Turnout. Yeah, they had a great win. They absolutely fogged Carlton in the first half, and there was hardly any scoring in the second half. And the champion of the league last year, Erin Phillips, went down with an ACL in the third quarter, but still won best on ground. She's that good. So
right.
This is what she had to say.
Sorry. As you can imagine, it's a little emotional right now. My family, my girls, I love you guys so much, and I'm so proud of you. We did it again. Woo!
And the great thing in women's footy and footy in general over the weekend was watching both players from both teams going pat her on the back or give her a hug or whatever as she was carted off the ground, which is brilliant. So the Carlton players did it too.
Yes. Mm. Briefly, the Aussies are in their preparation for the Cricket World Cup.
Yep.
5-0 clean sweep against Pakistan.
Okay.
Which is good.
They're in form, aren't they?
You're excited, don't you?
Well, I never trust you guys about the cricket because one day we go from, our team suck, they don't know what they're doing, to, wow, we really got it together in the cricket.
They play a lot of
cricket.
And
it changes at any time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, we're never about balance. It's always about, you know, extremes. And Ash Barty. Yeah. You know, if there was a quiet achiever on this planet, I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't get any of the plaudits that she deserves.
True.
She's just won the Miami Open and bagged $1.8 million.
Yeah.
She's now number 9 in the world, and she's an absolute superstar.
She's number 9 in the world.
She never makes a fuss.
Unassuming tennis star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ash.
What's Kyrgios doing, yelling at the refs again?
Yeah, probably.
Well done, Maddie. Nice work. 6:43. Let's see what's going on. We'll try and get Kimber revved up about the Cricket World Cup by the time we get there.
Oh, hang on, the lacrosse.
Yeah, what's going on?
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
This time with feeling.
She's a really good news reader, but here's watching King Miss.
I don't know what that daggy dance in Kimber's doing, but Matt, you don't realise, but Matt was just doing the rev up dance.
I was.
Around the building.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Oh my God, it's 6:10 in the morning.
Let's
on
get
Monday.
This thing
Let's
going.
Get this going. Hey guys, imagine being married to Karen. Karen is she's a blogger.
Okay.
She's a blogger sort of a person. And she's,
Do I have to take photos of her at the beach all the time?
Is that what they do?
Well, that, you know, that's what the thing when you're married to an Instagrammer or a blogger.
Oh, is she a young Instagrammer or a mummy blogger?
She's a mummy blogger.
Oh, yeah,
she goes by the name of Baby Sideburns.
Right, okay.
And no doubt her blogs are hysterical.
Yeah, and they're more likely to have photos on their Insta of lunchboxes and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So her Karen's husband is having his weekend layabout on the couch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, probably watching a bit of soccer, because I think they're English.
Yep.
And she gets fed up, and she decides, well, I'm going to give him a chore.
Okay.
So she gives him a huge shopping list.
All the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
Down, so it was long as a letter, was it?
It was a long, long shopping list, and things like, you know, 3% milk, fat-free hummus. Unsour cream.
Oh dear!
Starting to realise what's wrong with this list.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these things.
Diet Coke.
Mm. Diet Coke.
You in brackets? You may have to ask because it's new. Okay.
Red herrings everywhere.
So then she's turned off her phone and sent him on his way.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Mean.
Smart. That does seem a bit mean.
Because of course none of those things exist.
They're not existed items at the shops.
I mean, all you can hope for in his situation is that he cares as little as he did about doing it in the first place, so he won't bother calling or asking anyone. He'll just get the closest thing. I couldn't get unseeded strawberries, so I just got normal ones.
Yes.
Yeah. See, turning off the phone is smart because I would be sending photos going, is this it?
Yeah,
is this
totally.
It? Yeah.
Or maybe he just never goes back home.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Realise what's going on you know what? I'm done.
You'll still end up with about 12 stickies.
Yeah. The old, he went out for milk and cigarettes things that weren't even finable.
Went to the pub.
Well, it's pretty cruel, but it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.